Pixar, my babies, you might know something, you might notice something a little different on this episode. And, you know, it's because there's a fucking skull in back of me. There's a skull and everything is, this chair, you know? If you're watching the video, you'll notice something different. If you're just hearing the sound on the podcast, you won't notice something different because, babies, it's the same old me doing the same old podcast. However, we're doing it in Albuquerque, okay? I'm live on my app. If you can see also before anybody sees it, you go download my app and all that shit. We're live in Albuquerque. That's where we are. And it is so Albuquerque. And this studio, the Rio Grande Studios, helping us out doing the thing here. So that's cool. They have a Route 66 fucking thing on their wall. And of course, you know, and that's of course. And then also we've got all sorts of things around here. Like everything is brown. Everything is mud. So Albuquerque has risen from the mud. That's what it seems like. And I'm shooting this movie here, Army of the Dead. I can't really talk too much about it because they want to do all the stuff that they want to talk about all the stuff. And they want to release it, and I respect that. But, okay, cool. So, already, OneFire is asking to share the Wi-Fi password. Now, well, you didn't do it. He said he didn't do it, but it just does that. Now, does it make me mad? Yes. Is it okay? It's fine. Does it stop what I'm talking about, my stream consciousness? Yes. Okay? Do we still fly by the seat of our pants in Albuquerque? Yes. You know, is this the podcast? Is this how it goes? Yes. Is it annoying? Yeah. What am I going to do about it? You know what I mean? What am I going to do about it? So it's all good, but we're 3 minutes in, and we're fucking sailing already, dude. We are sailing already. I don't know. I feel like all I want to do is talk about I got good shorts on. We didn't know the shot was going to be so wide, but I got these fucking tie-dye shorts on, and you guys are going to get some crotch shots, and guess what? I don't give a fuck, dude. You know I'm not PC with the crotch shots. I mean, you saw the earlier episodes. We had to tell Ivan get rid of to tighten it up because you didn't want you couldn't see the we didn't want you to see the bulge, dude. We didn't want you to see a tie-dyed bulge. Who wants to see a tie-dyed bulge in their whole life? And we still got the ice Americano, dude. They have ice Americanos in Albuquerque, so everything's mud in Albuquerque, and it's all good. Even the Starbucks will have like a bunch of wood posts on top of it that go whatever you call them, you know, the fucking that hold the roof up. Doesn't matter. I guess we just talk about normal shit. Pretend like we're not in Albuquerque. But it's 157 degrees out, so, you know, it's all good. They got me wearing a fucking flight suit for killing these zombies. And now, it's so hot because it's basically like the adult version of pajamas that you'd wear as a kid. I zipped up my penis once on a onesie, and it hurts so bad. When you zip up your penis in a onesie, it feels like you shot yourself in the fucking dick. It feels like you just close up point blank range just went like this. Check it out, cock, blam. Because it fucking zipped it up. The shit pain was so sharp, and I just immediately screamed. And my mom came running in, and my mom said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I zipped up my penis in a red onesie." Huh. What kind of a fucking lunatic parent gets their kid a onesie for real? Maybe if you're like 2, but I was like 10 in a onesie, dude. That's not cool. If you're a chick, you can wear a onesie all the time, but if you're a dude, you can't wear a onesie past 4. Because then your dick starts to get too big and you're going to zip it up, dude. My brother's done it. I've done it. You know, generations of dick zipping have been going on in onesies probably. Also, what's up with the onesie? Like, it's supposed to be cute or what? Or like, is it so you don't have like too many PJs to put on? Just put on boxers and go to bed, dude. Put on if you're a dude, put on boxers, go to bed. If you're a chick, put on a shirt and that's it. Go to bed. Right? Onesie? What are you doing? Flying a fucking helicopter or going to bed? Anytime you got to put something on like this, it better be a goddamn backpack and that's it. And that's it, dude. And that's my platform I'm running for mayor on. No onesies, 2020, mayor of Albuquerque. Also, I'd change it to Albuquerque. Yeah, dude. People like that furry shit, too, where they put on a big, like, panda one. You're not, it's already cute, dude. You got a onesie on. Why do you have to make it an animal? You know animals see fucking shit like that, and they're just like, this goddamn idiot. This fucking idiot college girl. She's going to dress up like me. Pandas in Japan, just like, ugh. Dude, have you ever seen chicks at ASU? Dude, they fucking dress up like us. What do you mean? They zip up. It's like a onesie. Why don't they just put on a shirt on and go to bed? Hey, that's what I've been saying. Anyway, watch out for people killing us. There's four pandas left. To be a onesie, to do make a onesie, to make a onesie with an animal that there's almost none of is a dick. It's so human, you know? Hey, I got a onesie of a fucking dodo bird. Hey, dude, I got a onesie of a dodo bird, and it's just a fucking big-ass beak on top of my head. Also, how about the fact that we named it the dodo bird? Dude, dodo birds are probably all fucking dead because they committed suicide because they were so fucking depressed because we named them and shit. Hey, we got to be... Like, even like little baby dodo birds be like, well, what do we call it? We're like, oh, you know, we'll tell you when you're older. We got big-ass dumb beaks and they got to call us dodo birds. It's like a fucking... Not even dum-dum, you know, dodo. Like if you were in my head earlier in the day, I got in a fake fight with Mark Wahlberg for no reason. You ever do that? You're just like, dude, what if I was like working with Mark Wahlberg on a movie and like he like started giving me attitude? I'd be like, oh, dude, I'm not going to stand for that. Like in my head, I was just drinking coffee. I was on my way to some fucking coffee shop in Albuquerque that's all painted white outside. That's way too bright. Hey, Albuquerque, never paint anything outside white. Do you know why? It reflects the sun. And do you know that is 1,000 degrees? Dude, I was so ridiculous. I parked my car. By the way, got a killer fucking red Honda. Rented it. And I parked and I went to the coffee place. And there was like this like outside kind of like mallish area. And it was all painted white. And I was like looking for the coffee place that I looked up on Yelp. And I just looked like Clint Eastwood trying to do anything in his life. And I don't know, I didn't bring sunglasses, of course. And the misters were every... Dude, there was this burger place next to the fucking coffee place. And there were these... There was like an outside sitting area. And people were sitting there. And it was just misters, so much water. They were just eating burgers in a lake. And people were out delivering. Dude, I'm sorry, but Albuquerque has it nailed. They have it nailed down. Because who the fuck would want burgers outside at 12 p.m. when it's 102 degrees out? Hey, I'll skip the meal. Hey, you want to eat? Sure, where you want? Oh, well, we're going to go eat burgers in hell. What? Yeah, but it's in a lake, basically. I'll skip the meal, dude. Hey, catch me at dinner. What was I talking about? Mark Wahlberg. Yeah, so I got a fake fight with Mark Wahlberg. Because I don't know why. I think he was like, when I was in my head and I was just like kind of getting the coffee and I was reading the script. And to see how much it changed from the first draft. And then in my head, Mark Wahlberg, like I was doing a movie with him and he was just like, hey, man, you can't talk to me like that or something. And I was like, I didn't even mean to do that. Like, and he was like, oh. You know, he was like, you're not going to be doing that to me. And then I was like, oh, dude, yo, hey, I'm not that guy. Like, that's what I was saying in my head. And I know he, like, boxes and shit. So I was like, okay, fine. Fucking fight. I don't even give a shit, dude. If you want to fight, fight me. What the fuck do I care? And I had some cool insults. I have them locked in my head in case he ever gets in a fucking fight with me. I'm not going to tell him on the podcast because I got to come up with new ones if it really happens. Or I can just use them and they'll be like fan faves. Bro, I got insults with so many stars in my head just in case. And then just in case somebody has a camera on me, people are like, why does D'Elia keep coming up with these fucking cool things before fights? He's like the real Arnold Schwarzenegger. Remember in fucking the movie What the fuck? Eraser, where he plays. I think it's Eraser. He's in a movie called Eraser. Ivan gets rid of, looks at me and says, Eraser, like it's fucking The Godfather. And he's like, there's this one part where, and he clones himself. So it's about Arnold Schwarzenegger cloning himself. There's two part. I don't know if one of, this one may not be an Eraser, but he shoots the alligator that's attacking him. Heh. And he says, your luggage, which is dope. And now I can't use that because if in case an alligator attacks me, I have to think of a new one. But, and then there's one that's so forced that it was unbelievable. So he clones himself and shit, and they clone him, and he realizes it or something. And at the end, he says to the guy who's like the head bad guy, he's like, "Well, in this case, you should have cloned yourself." And then the guy says, "Why is that? Like fucking like any guy." Here's the other thing too: if somebody was going to fucking slam me like that and said, "Well, in that case, you should have cloned yourself," there's no way I'm saying, "Why is that?" Because that's giving him the fucking open door to the slam. Hey, dude, no way. I go like this: "All right, whatever, bro, get out of here." And then he can't say the thing. He can't say the thing, dude. So he says, "Well, in that case, you should have cloned yourself." And then the bad guy, Ron something, you know, he says, "Well, why is that?" And he says, "Because then you could have went and gone fuck yourself." Forced. So writing, you know. "Well, in that case, you should have cloned yourself." "Why is that?" "So in that case, you could have fucked yourself." Somebody on my app goes, "Alligator is a racer." Thanks, babies. What is that? The thing? The sixth day is the clone one. Oh, the clone one is the sixth day. That's the sixth day. "Well, in that case, you should have cloned yourself." "Why is that?" "Because then you could have went and gone fuck yourself." Dude, that's great. I wish I could have been in a movie in the 80s. You know, I gotta do that. I gotta do 80s shit. We gotta get the 80s back. I know everyone says that because my age says that because they grew up in the 80s. But I don't know. I don't know. It is what it is. Anyway, I got a fake fight with Mark Wahlberg in my head. I think he's cool, though. I like Mark Wahlberg. I just do it because I'm bored. And that's where I live in my head. All I've ever wanted to do was make up a world. Maybe that's why I like science fiction so much, like on in movies and shit, because like it's such a world that's made up. Like, that's what I do in my head all day long anyway. Like, I'll be in like a coffee shop and I'll be like, what if fucking, you know, someone came in with just a shirt on and they started jerking off on everybody's fucking latte. Like, I've got shit set for when that would happen, you know? It's like when Eminem is like, "Oh, he's so amazing at rhyme. How does he keep coming up with the things to rhyme? He already knows about what rhymes." Like, that's why some detectives are the shit. And they know what the fuck, because they're constantly thinking, like, what would happen in this scenario if I have to fucking go detect? And that's why they're so good at it, you know? The guy walks in, he's like, "So what do we got?" And they're like, "Well, I've got a fucking guy here." And this is, "Well, it looks like some foul play." "Well, how do you know?" "Because the lamps don't go in that position in this part of town." They're like, "What? How do you know?" "Because I fucking clocked all the lamps in town." "Really? Why?" "Just in case." "Just in fucking case." Yeah, so... So it's like Eminem already knows what rhymes. He's got a database, dude. He's not constantly freestyling, thinking of, "Oh, what's going to rhyme with my next thing?" He knows. Boom. He picked it out. He's a fucking computer. Dude, you remember the fucking, the old fucking things on, in the internet? It was like on E-Bombs World, and it would be the G.I. Joe thing, and you'd be like, "Hey, kid, I'm a computer." Do you remember that shit? Oh, dude, you gotta look that up. That shit made me laugh. And 4% know what I'm talking about. But it's okay. I'm not explaining shit, dude. I'm not fucking explaining that to you. It's respectful. You look it up if you want. If you don't waste your time, dude. Don't be one of those fucking guys that's like always, what did somebody said something to me the other day? They were like, yo, you got to check this out. And it was like a fucking botanical garden shit. And I'm like, motherfucker, you don't know me, dude. And he was describing all the plants and I'm like, I don't, you're going to tell me about plants, bro? On what planet do I look like a fucking botanist? I like to learn about what I want to learn about, dude. I'll look it up, dude. But you're going to fucking sit there and tell me about, you know, like Arnett sunglasses? Remember those fucking sunglasses, dude? I wore Arnett's, and I swear to God, when I put Arnett or Arnett, and some fucking assholes would call them Arnays, because they thought it was like foreign. And even if it is Arnays, it's not. It's Arnett's in America. That's how we're doing it. And I had these green Arnett sunglasses. Bro, you think I don't have the feeling I have right now? I can nostalgically fucking feel the feeling of having the Arnett sunglasses on. Fuck, I felt, you know what I felt like? That's how I felt. They'd be like, Chris, are you going to fucking go to, are you going to go get a bagel with us? And I'd be like, sorry, guys, I have English class. And I put on my Arnett sunglasses, dude. They were green and they were a little shiny. And then my uncle gave me a little shot for wearing them. And I was like, oh, maybe I won't wear them all that long, you know, that much anymore. Oh, Post Malone has a deal with Arnett? Yeah. Jesus, they're still around? Well, they don't look like they used to. I mean, they used to look fucking since 1998. I don't think you can wear Arnett sunglasses, those kinds, without putting gel in your hair for real. Dude, Asians had fucking 5 or 6 Arnett sunglasses. You weren't technically Asian if you didn't have all fucking a bunch of Arnett sunglasses and then also drove a fucking Acura Integra. For real. And also, Asians either have a picture of themselves on the dash hanging from the fucking, rearview mirror, or they have a picture of them and their car in their wallet. That's how it was in the 90s. Either or. If you didn't, you were like secretly Indian, and you know what I mean? I know that's over there, but like you were not Korean. Like there's no way. Koreans either have a picture of them on their fucking rearview mirror in their car, or a picture of them and their car in their wallet. And that's that. And that's that. And like, I don't make these rules, dude. You think I'm wrong? You think I'm wrong? You want to be mad with me? Take it up with Jesus Christ, dude. So take it up with Jesus Christ and take it up with Christ, dude. Hey, that's going to be my new argument stopper. Take it up with Christ. That's what I'm going to say to Wahlberg. That's what I'm going to say to Wahlberg when we get him. You know what? You don't fucking talk to me like that. Hey, dude, really? Take it up with Christ. That would probably get him because you know he's religious. I don't even know if he's religious, but you know he's religious. He's from Boston. Everybody in Boston, they're the most religious people in the world, dude. It's so fucking Irish, dude. Wow. Anyway, dude, guilt. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about, but it kind of just went on the stream of consciousness and shit. Oh, yeah. Arnett's. Yeah, they were the shit. I had the feeling of it. Sometimes you can feel shit that used to happen. I don't wear cologne, you know that, because there's no cologne, there's just perfume. And if you're a man and you put on cologne, congratulations. You're a female that put on perfume. And that's all good. We're not judging. But turn around. Let's go on a date, dude. That's all good. Hey, bro, you wore cologne? All good. What are you doing later? It's all good. And I don't judge you. But would you like to go to a movie sometime? Hey, guy. All good. Spray what you want on your fucking neck. My only question is, would you like to go to a matinee sometime? Because it's perfume, and I'll be inside you later, maybe in a few dates. So So yeah, so I used to I when I was a kid, you know, I would still try and spray cologne. I would try, you know, I figure myself out. I had the Arnett sunglasses, and I had two colognes that were the shit. I tried three. Cold water cologne, didn't really like it. Then I tried fucking Fahrenheit. That shit, every time I smell it now, even still, that sends me back, dude. I love Fahrenheit. That smell is the shit, but only because it's nostalgic. And that there was an old one that I don't think is around anymore. It might be, but it was called Paco. And I got that because my friend Brendan Goody got it. And he was like, it's the shit. And he was kind of good with chicks. So I was like, I'll get Paco. Girls will be slipping and falling all over the place. I'll need to get I'll get Paco. I'm taller than Brendan. My shoulders, they fucking, you know, they travel out the distance, and Brandon's were way closer to his ears. Therefore, I'll have to get Paco at Target because I'm also gonna have to pick up some towels for the girls. You understand? So I got Paco, and he was still better with chicks, but I got Paco, and then I got and I got Fahrenheit, and those were the shits. And cold water, cool water, is what it was, not cold water. That's a street in the valley. Cool water, because Snoop used to rap about that. Anyway, and then I was like, what the fuck am I doing, dude? You know, you got to figure out who you are. You really do, and you got to make some mistakes, and that's okay. That's how you figure out who you are. And you got to keep making mistakes, too. You can't, you know. I think changing your mind is a good thing, for sure. For sure. And I made a mistake with Paco. And I made a mistake with, you know, Fahrenheit still smells good, but I made a mistake. Because you can't put cologne on if you're just, you know. You can, but it's perfume and you're a woman, and it's all good, and it's all good. So, yeah. So, Arnett sunglasses. I'd love to see some now. Just some new Arnett sunglasses. I haven't seen them in a long time, but it doesn't really matter that much. By the way, you can probably get them. I wonder if they had them at Sunglass Hut. I thought it was Sunglasses Hut. I didn't see that. What does it say? Sunglasses. I thought it was Sunglasses Hut, but it's Sunglass Hut. And it should be Sunglasses Hut. I figured that out. So, yeah, you know. And that's it. My girl was laughing at me because she was like, it's Sunglass Hut. And I was like, well, it shouldn't be, and it shouldn't be. It should be Sunglasses Hut, because it's not a fucking hut made out of sunglasses. That would be Sunglass Hut. That would be Sunglass Hut. Mud Hut. Right? Mud Hut. What other kind of hut is there? I don't know. There's only a mud hut. Straw Hut? Sunglass Hut. I'm going to go into a fucking Sunglass Hut and be like, hey, what's the deal? You guys lie, dude. We're with these walls. It's Sunglasses Hut because there are sunglasses in the hut. It's also not a hut. They should call it Sunglasses Mall Room. Sunglasses Store. It's a fucking sunglasses store, dude. Sunglass Hut, dude. Don't try and be cute with me. You think when I go to Denny's, I look at the waiter in the eyes and I say, I'll take the moons over my hammy. Eat my asshole. No way would I ever say that, dude. Eat my whole asshole. Dude, I say, I want this one, if that's what I want. And hopefully the waiter's not blind, because I'm not getting it if she is. Well, what is that, sir? I'm blind. Oh, give me a fucking turkey sandwich for fuck's sake, dude. I'm going to get the toucan? No, dude. Denny's? No, look, I'm a big fan of Denny's. You know that, because I hand out Grand Slams all day long, right? I hand out Grand Slams to Mark Wahlberg in my head. I've got him stored in case I'm on Transformers 9. But, dude, you know, like, Denny's, are you going to make me say moons over my hammy? That's the thing about fucking Denny's is, you know, there's some either guy in a boardroom that's like, we fucking think of something cute marketing, or they're like, let's fuck with everyone and make them have to say moons over my hammy. Who even knows what Moon Over Miami? What is it? Was that like a song or something? Moon Over Miami? That sounds like some shit fucking Frank Sinatra would sing. And also, everyone else would sing too. Like, there would be the Dean Martin version, the Frank Sinatra version, the fucking Sammy Davis Jr. version, and then the other guys that look like just fucking date. Who is a date raping looking one? On the Rat Pack. Moon over Miami in your eyes. Oh, it's talking about eyes in those old songs? What is it? Moon. Ray. Oh, it's a song. Ray Charles. See? There you go. Moon over Miami. Such a fucking chauvinistic song, too. No doubt, secretly. Moon over Miami. Women don't count. Brown. Hey there, you. Shut up, bitch. Moon over Miami. In the moonlight, I can see that you're less than me. You know. So yeah. Oh, I'll read this. Almost hit when I threw the thing. Almost hit one fire in the face. Didn't mean to. I'm being respectful. So that's what's up, dude. You know. That's the commercial break. Isn't that great? Yeah. So it's fucking Sunglass Hut. Bullshit. It's Sunglasses Hut. Is what it should be, right? I'm checking my text because I'm respectful on you. I do what I do in my life in the podcast, and you're welcome for that. I'm not going to be one of these fucking... I was looking at... was I looking at something? Somebody was doing something. Some personality was doing something, and it was so happy-go-lucky. And I must have had to shit my pants, but it's all good. I didn't. You guys seen that? First of all, have you seen the Venmo or the XXXTentacion thing? I don't remember the names of either parties involved that started it. I actually don't know if I knew. Some comedian named Dina made this joke, or Dina made this joke on Comedy Central about the slain rapper, and it was a joke, you know. And then I think James Davis, comedian, was a comedian that originally said this is offensive or something. And I don't really know enough about it, but I just saw that the fallout of it, and everyone was like, out. There were a lot of XXXTentacion fans that were sending death threats to the comedian that did it, and Comedy Central retracted it and I guess apologized for it. And the whole thing, I just have to say no about the whole thing, because here are the things. If comedy is comedy, if there is comedy, then you're allowed to just make whatever joke there is. And you're just going to offend some people. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Because that's what makes comedy, comedy. All jokes are offensive to somebody. Otherwise, it's not even a fucking joke, dude. If I make a joke about somebody's refrigerator, I say, this refrigerator, it fucking sucks because of this. Whatever the fucking joke. That's a hilarious joke, by the way. But if it was even funnier than that, somebody's like, that's bullshit. That's my refrigerator. Go fuck yourself. It's because it's going to be offensive to somebody. Or the person's not going to give a shit, whatever. But it's like you can't pick and choose, especially as a comedian. You can't call out another comedian for making fun of – first of all, it was a joke. Regardless of whether or not you think it was good, it was a joke. It was in joke form. I think the joke was something like rapper XXXTentacion got killed for carrying $50,000 on his person. So I'm butchering the joke, but that's the best Venmo commercial ever. Right? Don't carry any cash. Just use Venmo. Whatever the fucking joke was. I don't know. It was funnier than that. But that's a joke, period. And to say, as a comedian, you can't say that. Fuck that. then you're not a, really a comedian. Because, you know, and I see, I saw other people on Twitter as like, yeah, it's the fact that it wasn't funny that's the offensive part. You don't get to pick. You can personally say that's not funny for me, but if Comedy Central is going to put something out there, they already did that. You can't take it. Apparently, they took it off the internet, and they're like, "We're sorry." They're not taking it off the internet because they're taking it off the internet because the mob is why they're taking off the internet, and that's not okay because people are going to be offended. I mean, for fuck's sake, the joke really wasn't even that offensive. If you said the shit about Michael Jackson, nobody would give a fuck. If you said the shit, and he's got all these alleged fucking things about how he beat up his pregnant girlfriend or whatever. You know, and you know, I know it was never proven in a court of law, but neither was the Jackson shit. But it's just like, why? You know, it's because of his rabid fan base. I think, dude. Let me just tell you, if people make jokes about me, just if I ever get to the level where you know people are just like slamming me or whatever. It's all good, babies. You don't need to tell people to go kill themselves. It's all good, man. Jokes. It's intent. It's this and that. I get it. But, like, dude, we're allowed to make all the jokes. And we're allowed to go too far. Because that's how we figure out what fucking jokes are funny. And that's how you keep pushing the... That's why stuff... Listen, man. Listen. That's why stuff that was made in 1930 isn't funny anymore. Because we've advanced beyond that. If you don't keep pushing the envelope, we'll be stuck with Laurel and fucking Hardy, dude. They'll be trying to push a fucking piano up the stairs. And we'll be like, ha, 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 ha. The whole reason why shit's funny now is because you have the people that will push that fucking envelope. And I'm not saying Laurel and Hardy isn't funny, but we're past that, dude. We're past that because of people who make jokes like the fucking one on Comedy Central. Whether you think it's funny or not, you have to figure it out. You got to push it. Otherwise, you're going to be the fucking cuck dickhead that's still laughing at fucking, you know, whatever it is in black and white at the fucking thing. Dude, stuff isn't funny fucking 60 years later because of that. So if you're, especially if you're a comedian, dude, go to war for the comedian. I don't care if you like the guy's fucking music. Look, I thought the guy's music, I'm not a fan of the guy, but the guy's music was incredible. I liked his music. You know, he's a talented guy. You can't say he's not talented just because of what his person was like. But dude, the whole fucking thing is insane. I just, you know, there's countless things in my set that could, you know, catch fire and be like, ah, this is shitty that they said this, that he said that. But it's just the fucking story of the goddamn day. So shout out, who was the comedian that said the joke? Dinah what? Dina Hashem? Don't worry, you know? I know you're getting fucking slaughtered by XXXTentacion fans, but it's going to be fucking fine. You know, it's so fucking shitty to tell people to go kill themselves online. It's so fucking shitty, dude. Grow the fuck up. Grow up. And if you're 13, for real, grow up. Because, like, dude, you're going to look back at yourself and you're going to be like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. I'm a fucking Laurel and Hardy watcher in 2019, dude. Go watch some fucking yuck yucks push a piano up a flight of stairs, you stupid fuck. That's a good. That would be a good insult in my head if I was arguing with a fucking, you know, a cuckass. But now I said it, so I can't use it anymore. It's just like, dude, get it together, man. It's so fucking annoying, dude. I tried to follow Dana on Twitter, so, you know, I had to ask. She fucking, because now she's private, because she doesn't want fucking people coming up to her saying they're going to, people online saying, go kill yourself, dude. Also, how about the fact that, hey, don't make jokes about someone who is killed or will kill you. Heh.
you fucking idiot. Do you realize what you're doing? You fucking dumb shit.
You can, it's not America if you can't say whatever you want to say, you know? I say this in my act. You can get mad at somebody for saying something, but you can't tell them not to say it. So yeah. By the way, it was a Venmo joke. It wasn't a fucking XXXTentacion joke. It was a Venmo joke. So you're getting offended at a Venmo joke, you fucking pussy. You're getting offended at a Venmo joke. All good. All good. Go watch some fucking guys who look different than each other push up a piano on a flight of stairs. You know, pussy. That's just so lame. Get a hobby. Go to Sunglasses Hut. Get some Arnett's. Put them on. Get some gel. And go drive a fucking Acura Integra around in 1998. Now that's a fucking goddamn slam. It's a lot of words, but it is a slam. And you have walked into Denny's. And I'm so sorry, but all we have right now are the grade A All-American slams. That's what we have. Here you go. Eat it while I go like this. Dude, what if you were at a fucking restaurant and you and the waiter was watching you eat and he was going... Bro, I want to get a job as a waiter just so I could fucking serve someone and then sit over while I was at the, like, doing other work as a waiter, whatever the fuck else they do, or behind the thing, get other food ready, and then I just every now and then look over me and I'm going like this. Bro, you'd be like, what the fuck? Is this real? Is this a fucking David Lynch movie? That's the most disrespectful thing you can do in the world to somebody, is to look at them and go, right in their fucking face. I'm going to start doing that in Albuquerque. That's going to be my thing in Albuquerque. Hey, you know, like I was in a fucking Starbucks recently and I was like, yeah, can I get a, I had a fucking slam to me. The lady fucking took me to Denny's, dude. I was in Starbucks and she took me to Denny's. Hello, Chain Central? And she goes, The worker there, first of all, she wasn't even ringing me up. There was someone ringing me up, and she was like, hi, how can I help you? And I was like, yeah, can I get an iced Americano? Because you know how we do, my babies. And she was like, can I have an iced Americano? And she was like, sure, what size? And I said, the regular kind, I don't know. I don't know. And then my, I think it was my opener, he was like, it wasn't him, it was somebody else. But he was like, dude, it's, I still don't know what it is. Whatever size it was, the middle for Starbucks. You know, they got like Venti Grandi, go fuck yourself, whatever. And then I was like, yeah, I don't know what it is, just regular. I'm not going to say this shit. You know, it's medium. And I said, I'm not saying that. I said, it's silly or something. I was like, that's so stupid. I'm going to say some. And then a lady that worked there that was stocking the shit, she looks at me and she says, stupid? Why is it stupid? And I was like, what are you doing here? I gotta think what I'm talking about. Stock the Ethos water, or whatever it's called. You know what I mean? Eros? What the fuck's it called? There used to be a website there you get hookers on called Eros. I used to look at it with my friends, like, oh, you think that's the one that shows up? Nope. That's why their fucking faces are turned around. That's why their fucking Russian eyes are blurred out. So she was like, why is it stupid? And I was like, I actually have nothing to say to that. And she literally goes like this. And I was like, oh my God. Dude, she took me directly to Denny's. Fucking murdered me. And I was like, I don't know, just whatever it is. It's all the same. So I did that. I don't know what I was talking about before that. But it fucking doesn't matter because this podcast is, you know, this podcast. There's so many guitars in this room right now, by the way. So, you know, I'm loving it. Yeah, it was a Venmo joke. You got mad at a Venmo joke is what I said. And then Sunglass Hut. And then Starbucks. And then it's all good. Have you seen the ice cream licking challenge that people are talking about? They should be calling it the fucking how long you can go to jail for challenge, because people just go out. You could look this up. They go out and they, have you heard about this? You have. Oh, okay. I thought I was on to some new shit. And they fucking go in to like a Rite Aid and go to the ice cream. They grab it, open it up, lick it, and then put it back. Dude, if I saw someone do that, I'd sweep them. I'd do a fucking one of those spin sweeps. And they'd go on their, they'd fall down on their ass, dude. If I see someone do that, I'm going to sweep them. If you see someone do that, sweep them. Go for the leg. What's the fucking, sweep the leg in Karate Kid? That's me, dude. I'm going to bring a blonde haired dude in Rite Aids. Look for people like that. When we see it, I'm going to hear him say, sweep the leg. And I'm going to go for the leg, dude. And I'm going to do a spin sweep. I hope it hurts, dude. Because that's, you can go to jail for that. So that's malpractice. I mean, I know you're not a doctor, but that's malpractice. You might be a doctor. Maybe you're doing the ice cream lick challenge and you are a doctor. Now, that's malpractice, and I will sue you. I'll buy the ice cream, eat it to sue you. Do you understand me? Unless you have a gross mouth. Some people have gross as fuck mouths, huh? You ever talk to somebody and they're talking with their mouth and you're just like, whoa, what are you doing? Like, what is going on in there? You know, like they got weird teeth or like that weird fucking yellow, like, or like sometimes it's like gray in their mouth and you're just like, you feel like you're looking at like their like asshole. Like you have to feel that the same way. You're like, why did you show me that? You know, that's how I feel when sometimes people talk to me and then I'm looking in their mouths talking and I'm just like, why are you showing me this? If someone like that did the ice cream challenge, dude. Hey, ass, meet the floor because you're getting sweeped. Yeah. Are you some dust? Because you're getting sweeped. I'm a janitor. Boom, sweep. You're on. And they go, oh, is it? Dude, it's just, the ice cream challenge. That's so fucked up. Or I would do this from across the way. If I saw you do that, I would go like, I would put my fist up and I would be running towards you and I'd be like, here comes a punch in the face. And then boom, hit you. And you wouldn't, I would connect too. Either the sweep or here comes a punch in the face. Similar to the ice cream. Here's another one that he's sending me. The gallon smashing. This is less bad, but it's real bad. The gallon smash. Oh, good.
Fuck, you broke me, Joe.
Good. Good. Congratulations. Wow. I just saw a guy do it. Bro, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's also very, very white to do that. This is so white. Gallon smashing compilation. The first guy takes the gallon smashing, smashes the 2 gallons of milk, slips, and fucking smashes his jaw. We don't even need to sweep this guy. Oh, he's so Irish. Fuck, think it broke me jaw. No, you know what? I bet he's from like Austin, Texas and became Irish. That's how hard he hit his head. He's like, oh, y'all want to do the fucking gallon smashing compilation? You want to do gallon smashing? What's that, boy? Well, that's when you take go to the supermarket, you take a gallon of milk, you just smash it on the ground. The guy says, 1 gallon, we're going to do 2. The guy says, well, all right. Sounds dangerous, but let's do it. And they go, and they do it, and they fucking grab the 2 gallons, and you gotta, remember, record this, and does it, smoke, boom, hits so hard, he's gone. Oh, it broke me jaw. Immediate fucking cockney.
Fuck, you broke me jaw.
That's the motherfucking hard to watch. That's really, really, really hard to watch. And I've seen Sequest.
Jousting,
dude. You know, it's like with the gallon smashing competition, and then they get in the fucking. One time, my brother and I, you know those. Oh, we were dumb, but we were real young. You know those. What do you call them? Coupons things that they would be in the aisle, and you could just take one, and then another one would pop out. My brother and I would collect them, and we'd run around the whole stores and fucking open it, and it would go boop, and then another one would run around the whole store. And then this guy had a suit we were in New Jersey, but he was so New Jersey. He was like, "All right, guys, all right, fellas, you got to give them to me. You got to stop doing that." And I was like, "Here you go." And I felt so bad. I went back to my mom and I was like, "Mom, we got in trouble." These kids are fucking assholes. You know what these kids are? They're all rich. It's like they got too much fucking, their family has too much money. It's so not, here's the number one thing. It's so not worth it. You know? Like, what's the thing? Oh, they got to clean it up. Who cares? Someone saw you, It's so, you're basically the guy at the Halloween party that dressed up in the outfit that's like you're the person who put on a slip and wrote Freud on it. And you're like, and they're like, "I'm a Freudian slip." And this is, and the guy goes, "Oh yeah, that's you. You're the fucking fun guy at the Halloween party, you asshole." But also you're putting people out. Look what I am. You're dressed as a chicken, and you got a cord connected to you to a blue circle, and you're like, "Look, I'm chicken cord on blue." Oh, cool, man! Oh, you made a play on words Halloween costume, dude. You're the first to go. Look at these gallon smashing. Oh, and then he's hamming it up, falling down like he's Buster Keaton. It's so not funny, dude. It's what not funny people do, too, because they don't have personalities, so they just... Oh, my. These guys are slipping. It's not even worth recording, dude. It's fucking so stupid, dude. All good. All good. If I saw someone do that, I'd take the gallon and throw another gallon on them. Or just dump it out on him. One time, this is how I was as a kid. One time, somebody poured something on my head as like a joke. And I was a kindergarten kid or whatever it was. Or maybe I was in first or second grade. Bro, this is the kind of kid I was, okay? So, you know on like shows... When somebody pours a glass on somebody's head, they pour a little bit on it and it's real quick and the person just goes like this. And they just sit there. When in real life, of course, you would go like, "Yo, what the fuck, fucking," and grab their hand and their cup would go flying and shit and it would be all awkward. But in movies and TV shows, especially in the 80s, which was when I was a kid, somebody would pour something on your head and the person would just go like this. And if they had long hair, they'd go, right? All right. So somebody did that to me. I don't remember who it was. I think it was Sumatra. She was like this little girl who in my first grade class too, that one time we were doing answers in the classroom. And she was like, "What's another one, class?" And I was like, "I think this is an answer." And Sumatra raises her hand and said my answer. And I go, "That was my fucking answer." She said, "Well, you didn't say it. You should have said it then. I stole it from you." And I was like, wow, that's a life lesson from Sumatra. Who knew? Right? I wonder what she's doing now. She's 40. That's crazy. So anyway, somebody did, I think it was Sumatra. She poured something on my head behind me, and it was like a big, it wasn't just a cup. It was like a lot. And I did the thing that they do in movies, and I go, and I waited. And she fucking, this asshole kept pouring on this shit. And I waited an extra second. I was like, "What are you doing, dude?" And she was like, "Well, why aren't you moving?" And I was like, "To be fucking like the movies, you're just supposed to pour a little bit and then I let me do my thing. But life isn't like the movies, you know? And that's when I realized that. When I was fucking 8 and so much, I poured some, like a whole Powerade on me. Anyway, how many minutes has it been? 54. All right, well, you know, this has been really fun. It's so Albuquerque. And we had a good time. It's nice and cool in the studio, too. Rio Grande Studios. Shout out to them for letting us do it here. And I guess that's that. Do we? Are there? There's no. Yeah, because we don't have the screen. So, what else can we talk about? Maybe one more thing. I guess. What the fuck? 55 minutes is good. Quirky. And also download the Chris D'Elia app. You can watch that episode live earlier than anyone else, or earlier than it comes out ever for anyone. Support the show. Oh, there's a lot of merch. There's my Future's Too Bright T-shirt. It's got. Got some sunglasses on it. Store.chrislea.com or just go to chrislea.com. And remember, you can get gift cards at the store, too, at my store, too, as well by clicking the gift card link at the top. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, please. That really helps. We're trying to get those followers. It helps us do the show, and it helps us make more money to do the show and shit like that. And making more money is what we're all, you know, is what we're all about. If you ain't in it for the motherfucking money, then what's your purpose, man? That was in a song by Tupac, that one of the Outlaws said it, and they were talking about Exhibit. Anyway, subscribe, rate, and review the show, and all that. Video episodes go up a day after the audio podcast, and that's cool. I'm shooting this movie, Army of the Dead, and it's so awesome. The crew and the cast is amazing. Can't say too much about it because I want to let them do their thing. I don't know what they want us to not say or not say. So posted a very cool picture of us zombie killers on my Instagram. Go check it out. And it's hot as fuck in Albuquerque, but it's fun. Yeah, I'm having a good time. So report on that, the news. How about that? Thanks a lot, you guys. You're great.